Joining us right now, Matt Roy, the Lynn Item sports writer, and he's headed out to Gardner, starting a new job, starting next week, I guess, moving out in just a few days here. But, Matt, you've got another day, I guess, at the Item, and I guess it's kind of a good thing, and you must have some mixed feelings about having to leave the area.
No, I mean, I know in my heart it's the right thing to do, but it still is tough to leave somewhere that you've been for so long, and you spent, I was thinking about it today, 35 years old, I've been here for 15 years, so when you spent almost half your life in one place working, it's kind of mixed emotions. I'm happy, I'm excited, but also sad to be leaving a lot of good people here.
Yeah. Well, as I look, man, to pay you honor and pay you tribute, I know as a reporter, you were always prepared, you were always knowledgeable, and I thought you were always, very fair and very supportive of the high school scene, and I really like that, and I know that you're you have a lot of knowledge of the area, so and a number of different sports too, and I guess maybe tell me about that piece. How does that happen? Being in the office or just being at so many different events over the years?
I mean, I guess it's a little bit of everything. You go to so many games, you get to know the people, they tell you things, and then people just, they get to know you, they get to like you, and you find things out. You know, Bill, we've all been doing this long enough that you build relationships with people, and those do pay off down the road like it has for me in many cases with a lot of the stuff I've been able to find out from people.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this, Matt. I'm a little over 35 years old, so no. as you know, but you're right, and I think that, again, I think that having that approach that we think, and I know Rick and I and Tim and and all of us at MSONewsSports.com feel is that we want to be positive, but we want to be reporters, and we want to be fair, and we don't want to be slanted or anything like that. We just want to tell the story and let other people tell the story. And I think that that's the whole thing. Let's go back and look at some of the things that you've covered. What events? I mean, this is a tough question, I think. But for you, I think you're going to be able to rip this one right off and give me the fast answers here. But what were some of the big events that you remember covering locally?
I happened to be thinking about that before you called earlier. And I would probably say, high school-wise, it's been all the state championship games I've had a chance to go to. It's a lot of the North Finals I've covered over the years. But event-wise, nothing will ever beat going to cover the Little League World Series with Saugus American. I don't think anything in my career could ever top that.
Yeah. Now where did you go for that? To Connecticut?
I followed that team from districts through sectionals to the state finals in Oxford, through the regionals in Worcester, to the regionals in Bristol, Connecticut, and then all the way to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. So that was one of those summers that you never forget that you had a chance to be a part of.
Yeah. I think I remember that. This has nothing to do with you. I remember being, I think I was away on a weekend, and I think I was in Brattleboro, Vermont, of all places, in a place and watching that game on TV, and I'm not from Brattleboro, Vermont. I'm a different part of the state, but just happened to be it's funny that you mentioned that, but I do remember where I was when that stuff was going on. You're right, yeah.
It's just one of those things. You were fortunate to be a part of it, whether you were watching it, reporting on it, and being there to see it firsthand and see what a lot of those kids have gone on to do with themselves in college and in high school sports. You kind of feel proud that you were just a little bit a part of that.
You know, I think one of the things that I remember, just sharing some of my thoughts on this piece here, is that the one thing that I always thought was always very special was Thanksgiving Day in football. It just, to me, that was one of the things, and even more so than the Super Bowls or things like that. The Thanksgiving Day games were, to me, the big things, and still are, I think. But I also think the relationships, are not the big events, and you were kind of alluding to this earlier, actually, talking directly about this, the relationships that you do have with different people, and that to me are the things that stand out to me.
The thing I learned very early in this business was, if people see that you're not gonna do bad by them, then they're gonna trust you, and that's a big thing as a reporter. People have to trust you to tell you things.
Yeah, and I always liked it, the fact that, you know, one thing about being a reporter to me was you got access to people that other people, you know, in a way just don't have that access to. Not that anybody's aloof or, you know, not available, but you immediately have access to people. And, you know, it's, to me, as a sports fan or as a reporter, just having that access, for example, after a game, talking with a coach, I mean, that's what it's all about, is getting there. You know, now, of course, with the Patriots, the press conferences are all televised, but it's not, you know, where, you know, at the high school level or even at college levels for many college different events. It's just, and that's kind of a special thing too, I believe.
I've always thought you learn more in a 5-minute conversation one-on-one with a coach or a player after a game than you ever did before a game. You get a great insight into what makes these people tick, and that's kind of what the fun part of the job is you learn what these people are really like.
How about a tough thing? Was there anything really tough to cover, Matt, that you really kind of stressed over?
I mean, we've all been through so many games that go so long, and you're, all of a sudden you look at the clock and go, oh my God, it's 11 o'clock. I got to file my story in 15 minutes. And I can tell you that's the stuff I will not miss, is the having to write on deadline. That's definitely not fun when you're doing long, long, long games.
No, exactly, and I guess we all have different deadlines. What, you know, one of the things about doing the radio piece that was the best part for me was, in a way, is like on Thanksgiving Day. You know, the crowd empties out so fast, and the stadium. You know, it's I think people exit the fastest from the Thanksgiving Day game of any place. The big crowds, and then you're left there, and there's nobody there, and it's Thanksgiving Day, and I always kind of look down, and whether it's you or, you know, or any of the other sports writers, and I think, oh, I'm going to go home, or I'm going to go back to the radio station for a little while and hang out and do the sports show or whatever. But I knew that I could probably just walk away and go back to the house or whatever and enjoy Thanksgiving with the family. But you guys, the writers, all had to go back to the office and bang out the story. And if they didn't do it right away, they had to do it before the evening was out, and because it had to be in Friday's paper. So, you know, that's just one of those things that you're right. That nailing, doing that story, my work was always kind of done. You know, now with this new website stuff, it isn't done when I leave the game, kind of like you guys. But that's a twist, I think, a little bit of a twist, yeah.
And people don't realize Thanksgiving Day, we're turning around and writing two stories in most cases on all these games. So you get to double the work as soon as you get back and try to fit it around having your dinner.
Yeah. Matt, tell us about the new job. Where were you? What's the assignment, so to speak?
Well, I'm going to be an assistant editor on the day shift of the Gardner News, and also working as a newspapers and education coordinator with all those area schools and colleges. So it's going to be nice to see to go home when the sun is out for a change.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. So you'll actually be working in the daytime, huh?
It's going to be very weird going from being a creature of the night to getting up with the birds in the morning and going to work. It's definitely going to be a refreshing change, I think.
Yeah, that is, and that is one of the one of the things that I think is that being in the media, you do realize that very few people have the 9-to-5 hours. I mean, it's weekends, it's nights, it's evenings, it's overnights. It can be all kinds of different things. Very similar to the life of a nurse, a policeman, a fireman, all those people that that have to staff things kind of on a 24/7 basis. Not quite so much in sports, I get that piece, but it's clearly evenings and it's weekends and for sure and whatever. So, all right, Matt, anything else we should know, or do you want to share with us any final thoughts?
It has been. And I can say one thing, the relationship I've had with everybody, the players, the coaches, the parents, it's been nothing but respect. I mean, you know, we don't do this for us. We're not in this for our glory. We want the kids to, this is for the kids. This is for the parents to read about their kids. I've never thought of this job as, oh, I'm so big, I'm doing this. I just want I like writing, the kids are the story. And we tell their stories, and that people get a great joy out of that, it seems like.
Yeah. And there are people that do come into this thinking that, oh, this is the next step to working for the Globe or whatever, and that they don't hang around too long, basically, is the way it plays out. So, you know, we have a really great committed group of sports writers, I think, in this area, that it's that really do get it right, you know, for, you know, that, and obviously I'd like to include yourself and myself in that as well, as people that are trying to do the right thing anyway. But, you know, Matt, again, I said it earlier, you know, we're going to miss you. We really are. But I'm sure that this is a great opportunity for you. And hopefully someday you'll be back. It's always a possibility. But for right now, I know you got your work ahead of you. And are you all packed or not? Need any boxes? You need? Should I send Tim Kearns over to help you bring some boxes out tomorrow or whatever?
I am so sick of seeing cardboard boxes that I'm seeing them in my sleep now.
Okay. All right, Matt. Well, hopefully no box nightmares coming up for you. But anyways, best of luck. And again, thank you for all that you have done and helped us along the way. You've been a great help to us, you know, whenever you've been around. So, you know, at games that we've been at and so on. So best of luck and in Gardner. And again, thanks for everything you've done here on the North Shore.
And thanks to you, Tim, Rick, and everybody, and Marty. It's been a labor of love for all of us, and I have certainly enjoyed every minute of my time with you guys, especially working on your side of it.
Yeah. Well, there he is. He's Matt Roy, the sports writer for the Daily Item and Lynn, headed out to Gardner. And I guess tomorrow, Friday, is his very last day at the Item. And again, we'll wish him the best of luck. This is MSO, newsports.com.